Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
I'm quite certain you're wondering what the topic of conversation on the MoneyWise podcast today is going to be all about. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. And yes, we are hurtling towards the end of the year. There's still some time, but always good to be in a better place, information and knowledge-wise, we believe, before we embark on a new learning cycle in the next year. So we've decided to focus on a subject that I think a lot of you have come across, but maybe have questions on: target maturity fund. That is really what we're going to be diving into, the benefits of investing in this particular area. And the expert that we feature today is Mohit Beriwala, and Mohit is here to help us understand the space and also give us his wisdom on general things that we need to all know as investors, and also the kind of habits that we need to inculcate in ourselves. Because, you know, soon you'll have to make your New Year resolutions. You might as well take a leaf or two out of his book. A bit about Mohit: he's the CEO of Shirama International. It's a financial advisory firm. He's also the founder of Shirama Managers LLP, which is a SEBI registered portfolio management service company. He is also quite into reading, a fitness enthusiast, and a techie. That has my ears perked. But here we are about to actually dig into his wisdom of in the area of finances. So thank you so much, Mohit, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us, you know, how can we sort of explain target maturity fund to someone who is coming in new into the concept? What are the basics that you would give us, Mohit?
Well, like a fixed term investment, this is a mutual fund which has a maturity. Mm-hmm. So you'll be like, what? What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. The big deal is that investors like ourselves can plan our finances better, as typical mutual funds don't come with a maturity date or an expiry date, but target mutual funds do. Now, another thing, let's say for breakfast, I wanted to have a mix of fruits, dosa, poha, and maybe a salted lassi. Where should I go? A fruit shop, a South Indian restaurant, or a milk shop?
Right.
Best would be a buffet breakfast option, right?
Right.
And ideally something which fits in my budget. So similarly, target mutual funds will allow an investor like myself a simple and easy way to manage our savings. Okay. Using it, I can invest in government and public sector debt funds, bonds with a fixed maturity and in sachet size.
So you have given us a very important analogy over here, a buffet style.
Yes.
Breakfast. And that, I think, puts everything in perspective for us and also makes us a little hungry. But here, hungry information. Mohit, so
right.
Tell us about the benefits. Why is this a good idea? Why are target maturity funds a good idea? And how do they compare to traditional fixed term investments?
Well, you would think like fixed term investments have been here for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
So how can these target funds be better? Well, three major benefits of target maturity funds. Now, first, let me tell you something about myself. I hate paying taxes, especially on my savings. Yeah. Now, this traditional option has me paying full tax on the interest.
Mm-hmm.
With these target maturity funds, I invest typically for a 3+ year perspective, and I reduce my taxes by getting long-term capital gain tax and indexation benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I am paying lower taxes, much, much lower.
Okay.
Now, second, like I mentioned earlier as well, I here invest in government bonds, public sector bonds, basically smarter investment options in a buffet option.
Right.
Third, liquidity. Now, if I were to put my money for, let's say, 4 years and I need a small portion of it back in the middle, what do I do?
Right.
In a traditional option, I would have to break the entire corpus. But here, in target maturity funds, I can withdraw in multiples of rupee one.
Okay.
Additionally, investments are in sachet size. Start at 5,000 onwards.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, one last bonus. RBI has been increasing interest rates left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
But the traditional options have been far lagging behind. I can take advantage of higher interest rates without changing my bank account. No complexity, no operational hassle, just simple.
You make it sound very seamless over here for all of us. And thank you for doing that, Mohit. And also, I always like bonuses. The sound itself makes me very, very happy. But to summarize for our listeners, the advantages or benefits of considering target maturity funds, A, there is, of course, you know, lower taxes. You get to take advantage of indexation and also capital gains, long-term capital gains benefits. And it's also smarter options on account of you having several buffet-like things to choose from. Liquidity. And of course, you know, being able to take advantage of the rising interest rates is what Mohit has told us about. That really brings me to the next question. Who is this for? Because, you know, investors, Mohit, require different types of investment options at various stages of their life. So what kind of investor do you think should be looking at target maturity funds?
Target maturity funds can be suitable for all investors, mm-hmm. but they are very specifically best for investors who are looking for predictable returns.
Okay.
And most importantly, they are willing to invest for the same time period as that of the target maturity fund.
Okay.
So, in the sense, if you are investing for 3 years only, then a three-year target maturity fund is appropriate for you.
All right. So that is a simple and direct answer to the question. Essentially, it's applicable to anyone at all. But basically, someone needs to be able to, you know, invest for that period of the maturity is what I'm taking over here.
Now, correct. And they're looking for predictable returns as well.
Predictable returns. I missed that point. Yes. Excellent.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The asset base of India's domestic mutual fund industry grew by 14% since June 2021. According to AMFI, the industry's average AUM rose to 37.75 lakh crore rupees in the quarter ended June 2022 from 33.2 lakh crore rupees at the end of June 2021.
Personal finance simplified only on MoneyWise.
Now, what are the main points, Mohit, that investors should bear in mind when they are considering target maturity funds? Anything that you would like to call out, limitations, risks, parameters, anything at all?
Well, first, like I mentioned earlier, you have to match your retirement timeline with the target maturity funds. See, this is basically a buffet in a sachet size with tax advantage, but the timeline has to be matched. Secondly, interest rate risk is always there. So please do not speculate. Keep the duration low. And third, you need to speak with your financial advisor and check whether this fits into your financial plan.
So always an expert is an important person to consider when you're looking at something like target maturity funds. I'm going backwards over here. I put that as number one. The second one is also match it to your own life aspirations, I would imagine, and your timelines, right? That correctly. And of course, the risk element of it, you need to be mindful of that and the interest rates from that perspective. Finally, now here is where we step out of the general world of target maturity funds and look at general investment mantras. Mohit, you've been doing this for a long period of time, and I'm sure you've collected pieces of wisdom, and you've probably thought, if I had to tell somebody this is what they need to think about, I would have said this. And here's your opportunity to actually put it in voice for posterity. What are these investment mantras that you personally swear by?
First, money saved is money earned. You know, we've heard the story of the ant versus grasshopper.
Okay.
Second, make your money work as hard as you do. I'll give you the image of you at work and your money at a movie hall, enjoying yourself. You don't want that, right?
Correct. Okay.
Third, discipline of staying invested is very important. There is market uncertainties and you will have, let's say, a winter season. But then again, spring is around the corner. So you need to be having discipline and staying invested. These are my three important investment mantras.
So to summarize, point number one is money saved is money earned. And, you know, Mohit gave us the example, the Aesop's fable of the ant and the grasshopper, where the ant works all through the year to ensure she's saving, you know, food for what she believes will soon be upon her, and that is winter. And the grasshopper is just chilling around and laughing at the ant for working so hard. And eventually winter does arrive and the ant really has the last laugh. So that is the point of the story, which is to say that save towards a more comfortable future. Number two is that, make your money work for you. And I like that analogy of, imagine your money sitting at a movie hall while you're working really very hard. And of course, number three is discipline. Now, Mohit, are there any habits, daily habits? These are long-term mantras and it would be good to break it down into things that people need to do on a daily basis if these three mantras have to be realized.
So first, pay your bills on time. Second, pay off your debts first. Third, create an emergency fund. And fourth, make sure they're adequately insured. And the last thing, start investing for your goals. If you don't save for it, no one will.
No one will. Yeah. So the entire gamut of information towards being a wise investor has been handed to us by Mohit in a very interesting fashion on today's MoneyWise podcast. And we've also understood target maturity fund. That was the whole purpose of getting him on air as well. One last question for you. And this has got to do with a personal, piece of advice that you might have got from a senior in your own life, maybe when you were a child, like a relationship with money advice. What's your relationship with money and what's the advice that has motivated you to keep on that path, Mohit?
My relationship with money is, it's nice to have, but that's not a necessity thing. So I conclude money as giving me a freedom to choose multiple options. So that's, I consider that.
Yeah.
And the best advice which I have got is, just because you've got money doesn't mean that you need to buy it. Money is what you don't have. So if you buy a car, that means you don't have money anymore. That money is with the dealer, car dealer.
Oh, okay. This is scaring me a little bit because I was thinking of going shopping after this, Mohit, and you've just told me I can do better things with my money, right? Make it actually make more money. So this is a good way
yes,
to go.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for that piece of wisdom and for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast. And a very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.